of wisdom is formed around a challenge or a grain of sand that enters our lives, but like the oyster, we learned how to create layers of value out of obstructions and uncertainties. Over the course of months and even years, we hardened our brilliantly reflective surfaces to transform challenging and even harmful situations into coveted assets and a deep store of what we recognize today as understanding. Now, our pearls can be your touchstones. Our hope for you is that you will make these pearls of wisdom your own. Take these lessons in, assimilate them deeply, and experience what it means to be truly happy with your money and the power it brings you. Your pearls will help you with financial decisions no matter what you are facing. Invest like a billionaire. The financial pearl of wisdom on wealth is, a woman must build her own wealth. Traditionally, we have been raised to think that somehow, magically, our financial well-being will be taken care of by others, either by family inheritance or, more likely, by marrying a man who earns a lot of money. It is understandable that most of us have never really considered the idea of building our own wealth. Only in the last few years has it even been a realistic possibility. Women couldn't even get a business loan on their own until the 1970s in America. As Anna Harvey, the Assistant Administrator for Women's Business Ownership at the U.S. Small Business Administration explains, Congress passed the Equal Credit Opportunity Act in 1974, which, among other things, made it illegal for creditors to discriminate against anyone based on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, age, or whether or not a person is receiving public assistance. Suddenly, women, who had always been required to have a male cosigner, could secure loans on their own, at least in theory. In fact, women continued to face significant discrimination for a number of years. It wasn't until 1988 and the passage of the Women's Business Ownership Act that the needs of women in business, such as access to resources and the elimination of discriminatory lending practices by banks that favored male business owners, were addressed. It was a move that Julie Weeks, the head of Womanable, a research program and policy development consultancy, calls the Big Bang in Women's Entrepreneurship. According to the American Express Open State of Women-Owned Businesses report, in 2011, there were an estimated 8.1 million women-owned businesses in the United States, generating $1.3 trillion in revenues and employing nearly 7.7 million people. Here is the grain of sand that first enters our snug shell. The unfortunate reality of what happens to a woman who does not assume responsibility for building her own wealth. She develops an unspoken terror that one day she will be the little old homeless bag lady she sees on the street. A report from the Center for Progress called Straight Facts on Women and Poverty reveals that 13.8% of women are poor in the United States versus 11.1% of men. Over the age of 75, 13% of women are poor versus 6% of men. This gap is bigger here than in any other developed country in the world. 3/4 of the women with incomes below the poverty line are single women. We say that a woman must build her own wealth to avoid becoming an unfortunate statistic. We really must take care of ourselves. So let's look at examples of grains of sand by posing 10 questions. Do you know a woman who works in a low-paying, service-oriented job? Do you know a woman who has a great corporate job but still earns less than the men in her field? Do you know a woman who has been divorced and has to pay alimony to her husband? Do you know a woman who has to shoulder the entire burden of child support because of an ex-husband who won't pay? Do you know a woman who has a wonderful husband who lost his job and can't find another one? Do you know a woman who has a husband who has become ill and can no longer work? Do you know a woman who has been widowed and whose late husband left insufficient funds for her retirement years? Do you know a woman who has no money saved for retirement and has no idea what she will do to support herself in her old age? Do you know a woman who is one of the 13% of American women who are poor in their old age versus only 6% of men? If you do know any women like this, or if any of these situations apply to you, then it's a perfect opportunity to turn a grain of sand into a pearl of great price. The good news is that today you can avoid the heartbreak of poverty in your later years. When you have money, you have security, you have choices, and you can make plans. Whether you are a mother planning your children's education, a new wife